proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. In our series regarding God's names, we look at expressions that designated God as a commander of military forces. The name Elohim Tzva'oth literally means the Lord of Hosts. The Hebrew noun Tzva'oth is the plural form of the noun Tzava. It denoted an organized arrangement of forces, military and non-military. Sometimes the term Tzava applied to heavenly bodies. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, for example, God warned the Jews against worshipping the sun, the moon, and the stars, designated as the hosts of heaven. Isaiah chapter 34 referred to the impending dissolution of these hosts of heaven, therefore making them inadequate as objects of man's worship. God, as he said, is a jealous God, and demands exclusive worship. As Elijah the prophet said, if the Lord be God, serve him. But if Baal be God, then serve him. The fourth chapter of the book of Numbers often used the term Tzava to describe the company of Levites. When setting the parameters for the length of the Levitical term of service, we read that God ordained, quote, from 30 years old and upward, even unto 50 years old, all that enter into the host, Tzava, the host to do the work in the tabernacle of the congregation. These Levites were arranged in orders and courses, thus meriting the description of host in the sense of an assembled group of people. On other occasions, though, the term Tzava did appear in connection with military forces. In the first chapter of Numbers, God commanded Moses to take a census of the Israelites, particularly in connection with those described as, quote, those that were able to go forth to war, unquote. Moses alluded to the Israelites' men of war, in the Hebrew, Anshei Hatzava, men of war, in the 31st chapter of Numbers. Tzva'oth is the plural of Tzava. It usually occurred in the latter sense with reference to God as a military commander. The purpose of this usage depicted God as a potentate, capable of enforcing his dictates upon any who might resist him, and commanding the forces of heaven to do so. The French leader Napoleon once opined that God was on the side of the big battalions. However, the Bible taught that God's battalions are big, not because of the number of people in them, but because their leader, God, is big. God appeared in the Old Testament amongst many names, including the titles and names Elohim Tzva'oth and Yahweh Tzva'oth. The term Elohim Tzva'oth appeared in Psalm 80. Quote, return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts, unquote. Here the psalmist had God in mind as a military leader, commanding the forces of righteousness. In that context, he appealed to God to show favor to the nation of Israel. The compound expression Yahweh Elohim Tzva'oth occurred in Psalm 59 with regard to the psalmist's cry for God to execute judgment upon the heathen nations. These titles showed an acknowledgement of God's sovereign power and of the forces at God's command to enforce that power. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.